Sichas Aran, Kuf Chaf Hei. Chag HaSukkos Tov Kuf Ayin. Was Omar Me'inin HaEsrig. In that year, Rabbi Nachum was talking a lot about Esrogim. But the Esrig. Shalafi B'chinas HaYomim Neroim Roi Shiyolano Esrig Noah Kamuva Le'el. When the Yom Neroim is such a gewaldig in the Yom Neroim, it should be the Esrig, should be a beautiful Esrig. B'ayis HaShana Lo HaYim Mitzuim Esrig. So there was a very big stira. On the one hand, the Yom Neroim that year was something very, very great, but the Esrogim were not coming. Lo HaYim Mitzuim Esrogim, they were not to be found. The Oilam was afraid. This happened in Europe. I heard Jews that came from Stadlach that said that they couldn't get an Esrog. There was one Esrog, a half an Esrog. They couldn't get Esrogim everywhere. So on the Erev Sukkos Mamish, there was a Nes. And some Esrogim came into some of the towns. While you know them as Momon Harbi Bad Esrog, and they were paying a lot of money for an Esrog. Some places as Chamishim Adumim, it's a fortune of money, Bad Esrog Echad. The Gamla Kihilas Breslov of Bad Esrog Mahudim Ma'oid Liad Rabbeinu Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, and an Esrog was able to reach Breslov. To reach Rabbi Nachman, v'haya simcha gedolim ba'ol Rabbeinu. It was a gewaldige simcha that Rabbeinu had. V'amelo havilo kli zemer migadol ha-simcha. And migadol ha-simcha, when he received this esrog, he asked for kli zemer. He had menachem come to play music. Shloisha yomim ritzufim haya lachiyas gadol min ha-esrog. For 3 days straight, Rabbi Nachman had very great chiyas in this esrog. And he was feeling good those 3 days. And the terrible disease that he was suffering from, which he died from, which was tuberculosis, for those 3 days that he got the esrog at the beginning, he didn't feel anything. And he kept on talking about this esrog after Sukkos. You ever hear anybody talk about an esrog after Sukkos? He said, we don't understand the chlal, the greatness of the mitzvah of Esrog. And we see that Jews spend a lot of money for this mitzvah. And these were people that didn't have money. So it was a very, very big percentage of what they had. They would spend on an Esrog. Yoyisim al shar mitzvahs. That for an Esrog, Jews spend more money than other mitzvahs. Bavada loyal chinam hu. Bavada is loyal chinam hu. It's not stam. Stam a mitzvah zu hu yikar ma'oid ma'oid. Stam a, whatever we know about the Esrog, it's yikar ma'oid ma'oid. It's even greater. Asha ein l'shayah. Rak shein on yoidim gadol ba'alos. We don't understand the greatness of the Esrog. Epshim hayu yoidim gadol ma'alos mitzvah zu hayu oisim asha hayu oisim b'shvil mitzvah zu ki yisrael am kodesh himcha. So he says ki yisrael am kodesh himcha chomim. Yisrael am kodesh, Jews are smart, himcha chomim. The koshil hatoisa in business and bechlal, but especially in business, it's very hard to fool Jews. Koshil hatoisa obavada ki shehem mefazim maman harvi b'shvil mitzvah zu. And if Jews spend a lot of money for this mitzvah, Loy lechinim hu. No one's ripping them off. They understand. Because Jews, it's kosher lahatoisim. It's hard to trick a Jew when it comes to business. But herach besipazev, hiflik moed malas mitzvah esrog. It was very, very maflik in this mitzvah, the mitzvah esrog. It's interesting, or a question that was asked. Brisk, I don't know if we're going back to the Brisk Rav, but to the Einiklach, to Mishum David, Zolgazon Zayin, and to other tzaddikim from that Beis HaMedrash of Brisk, there was a question that was addressed. It's a very, very interesting question. You know that the Beis Yosef is very, very medaktik, not only in what was in each siman in Shulchan Aruch, but the number of the siman. Rabbi Yonah Snaibish has Torah on that. The number of the siman, what siman it came out, the gematrias, and all the Ramazim that are in the number. And also, the Beis Yosef himself, the Shulchan Aruch himself, wrote the title of the siman. So if you look in Tafresh Mem Dalad, Tafresh Mem Hei, Tafresh Mem Vav, Mem Zayin, so the Shulchan Aruch says that, give the title. I'm not going to go into the Ramazim of the numbers that are very significant, Davka, those numbers, but he goes and he explains that he says that the title is Dine Lulav. The next siman is Dine Hadas. Then Dine Arava. So we're expecting that by the time he gets to Reshmem Ches, it will be say what? Dine Esrei. It's not called that. You know what it's called? The siman on the halachas of Esrei is not called Dine Esrei. It's called Dvarim HaPaislim BeEsrei. Lo lechinam. If he says this thing, Dvarim HaPaislim BeEsrei, not Dine Esrei. So it was discussed in that Beis Medrash. What's the difference? Why is that? So what they said was this, that when it comes to the halachas of lulav, of hadasim and aravas, l'mashal, by the hadas, the ikir psul of a hadas is that it's a hadas, what's it called? Hadas shoita. Hadas shoita means it's not kiris shame hadas. It's not a hadas. It's a shoita. It's not a hadas. It's not kiris shame hadas. There's no. When it's not a hadas, if it's not genuine hadas, it's bechlal not a hadas. Narava, it's hafzef and the other things, it's bechlal not narava. It's a fake. It's not narava. It was by most of the psulim, or by lulav, the charius means that it's very, very hard, like it's like a rock. It's not that it's a pegam in the lulav, it's a pegam in the hadas, it's a pegam in the arava. It's not kiris shame. Lulav hadas narav. It's not a lulav. It's not a hadas. Not a rav. It looks like it. You think it is, but it's not. It's not. Masha'enikem, when it comes to the esrik, even when it comes to a murkav, without going into the different shittas right now, it's not the time. But the psulim by an esrik, in Brisk, they said that it's not oikah the shem esrik. It still is called an esrik. But the Esrik has a problem. There's a problem with the Esrik. But it's not oike the shem Esrik. The psulim in Esrik just could render it possible. But it's still called the shem Esrik. And it's not oike the shem, the metzias, the mahus, of what the Esrik is bechlal. Therefore, by lulav hadas narava, it's dini lulav, dini hadas ne'erove. Oh, it's a lulav, it's not a lulav. It's hadas, not hadas, it's not a lulav. But by an esrig, they said that it's dvarim ha'poislim be'esrig. It's like an esrig, it remains an esrig, and it's a shame esrig, but there are problems with the esrig. It's dvarim ha'poislim be'esrig, but it's still called an esrig. That's the... Is there a chair? Might be a little bit wet. There's... What's the chiddush in halacha? The chiluk between the lulav and esrig, the hadas and esrig, the rav and esrig. And that's where it stops in Brisk. When men and nikach lavad is Hashem. To try to understand in avodas Hashem, what that means. Again, to be very makatsu, we're going to go soon, but. We understand that the lulav, the lulav is connected to shidra, the spine, and that the hadasim is connected, the inayim, the eyes, and the rav is connected to svasai, the lips, the kach hadibur, With these karchas of a person, there's such a thing that a person chalila is pargim, damages himself to such a degree. Then you know the lulav is yesav tzaddik, that a person damages himself to such a degree that it would seem, it would appear keilu chalila, he's oiker the shem Yisrael, that he's removed from himself the very mitzias of who he is. The pagam habris, pagam ha'inayim, which is of course connected to the pagam hadibur, all of these in the world of Yosef and Tzadik and Kedushas Yisrael, that there are people who are walking around, Jews who are walking around, that they themselves certainly feel that they're already chutz, michutz, michutz, far, far away from Kedushas Yisrael. And because of these pagamim, the impression that one could have by looking at them and looking at themselves is that chalila does not care with shame Yisrael. And they have nothing to hold on to in this inyan of Yisrael. When it comes to the shidra, to the lulav, when it comes to the hadas and the eyes and the rubbish, the mouth, they can't see in themselves any kedushas Yisrael. The whole inyan of the tzaddik has been completely destroyed. As we see in halacha, that when a lulav is not a lulav, is when there's a pagam in the lulav, it's not pshat, it's a problem. It's not a lulav. The hadas is not a hadas. It's a hadas shayt, it's not a hadas. The rav is not a rav, it's something different. Until we come to the esrog. But the esrog is, of course, connected to life. And the Alter Rebbe talks a lot about Chitzonius Alev and Pnimius Alev. I'm not going into these things now. But this inyan of the heart, of the Pnimius Alev, even a Jew who feels that he's altogether, he was Oike the Shem Yisrael, that he's not a Jew, God forbid, because of the Lula of the Hadas and the Rav of who he is, that there's been such damage that's been done to that. But when it comes to the esrog, the tzaddikim say that in the lashon of Tehillim, Hashem is zaykev kafufim, that corresponds to the lulav to the shidra, right? Zaykev kafufim, stand up tall, a lulav, yosef et tzadik, Hashem is zaykev kafufim, pekeach yivrim. Was the eyes, was the hadasim. There's a tikkun of the einayim. Matir asum is the kar hadibur. But by the esrog, it says, Hashem oyhev tzadikim. The esrog is the tzadikim, namech kulam tzadikim. But the esrog, it says, Hashem oyhev tzadikim. Oyhev tzadikim. But the Baruch Shalom loves the tzaddik. That means that even a Jew who feels altogether pogum and choruv and ne'evad mitzad the lulav, the hadas nairava, mitzad the shidra, pagam habris, pagam heinaim, pagam hadibur, he's able to recognize within himself that Hashem is oyev tzaddik. It's not that that's enough, but he's able to see within himself that the esrog, even though the esrog has been damaged over time, has been blemished over time, v'chalzayis, v'yidish ha'aretz, the heart of a Jew he still has. Hashem, that b'chin of Hashem, oyheb tzaddikim, that Hashem's oyheb tzaddikim. Chazal say the shleish ha'dvar machiv and dayit ha'shalodim, right? Machiv and dayit ha'shalodim. The three things that bring to an expansive das. Ishana, Adirana, and Kalim Naim. These are three things they bring to Achabas Adas. Nimrinam, the Jikav Eschusimun, says that the three correspond, you see, to the meaning that to Yom Tovim, Dirinah is the sukkah, right? Dirinah is the sukkah. The sukkah is the Dirinah. Kalim Noim. Kalim Noim is the Luluf and Esrog, the Arbaminim, the Kalim Noim. And that brings us to Shemini Atzeres, which is the Yichud, which is Ishana, beautiful wife. Amrachiv and Daita Shel Odom. They bring to her Chodesh Adas. We see that by these, the Imanayim says that we see, but Tavka by these, that there's a Bechina of Das. We see by the Dirinah, by the Sukkah, is Laman Yeidu Deresech. It's a Lashon of Das. Laman Yeidu Deresech. And we see that by the Lulav Nesrig, it's Lashpir Brochus Midas Elyon. The whole Indian of the Arba Minim, again, I'm not going into the Pratim now, but you know, if you learn the Sorm, is Lashpia Das Elyon, is the Indian of the Arba Minim. Machiv and Daito Shel Odom. And then when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, the Simchas Torah, the Yichud of Ishana, it's Ata Hareisel Adas, Ke Hashem Elokim, it's Machiv and Daito Shel Odom. The Imanoma doesn't say, but there's a remez that Kalim Narim and Ishana and Dirana altogether is 991. And 991 is the Milui of the word Das. Dalet Ayin Sof. When you spell it out with Milui, it's the Gematria Das. Ishana plus Kalim Narim plus Dirana equals 991. It's the Gematria of Das, the Milui of Das. Because that's the meaning of Machiv and Daita Shalod. Machiv and Daita Shalom, Achavis Adas. Achavis Adas. Ata Reis Ladas, Hashem Lukim, the Tachlis, to come to that Yichud. The Yichud of Shemini Atzeres, of Chas Nakala, the Zivig of Kuchibichu, Knesses Yisrael. That a Jew has to know that calls man. Regardless of how much Chalila he was toigay, whatever damage was caused to the Kalim, to those Kalim, the Kayach Ariyah, the Kayach Adibur, Lucius Abriz, whatever damage was caused to the Kalim Noyim, the Tavon Shalom welcomes him into the Sukkah. Aman Yedu Dereseichem, the Sukkah Zashavti. Because a mother doesn't make a distinction whether the child is a good boy, is a bad boy. The Shechina, the Sukkah, brings the child in. It's the Chibuk of the Sukkah. And to help each and every Jew get ready for the Yichud v'Shemini Atzeres of Ata Hareis Ladas, Ke Hashem Elokim. Too short, mice, and maybe then Rabbi Yishu, you'll say something. That there was a tzaddik in Tveria, Moshe Zev Werner, a slonimer, it's an old slonimer family, the Werner family. So Moshe Zev, his son, Chaim Shlomo, said over what happened to his father. A woman there, an old woman in Tveria, and the tzaddik, as Rav Moshe Zev, saw that this old woman was davening from a very, very fat siddur, and he looked and he saw that it was an old siddur, and it had, I don't know from who, but it had very chosh of Berushim and Hagos on, and this tzaddik asked the woman, "Could I look at this siddur?" "Of course." It's an old siddur, you know. It's nice gebet in the siddur, you know. A lot of tefillahs, a lot of tears, and the tzaddik looked at him. He was very nispal from the Hagos, whatever this was, this perush or perushim on the siddur, and he ran to the store, to the Meichas Svarim, and he bought a beautiful new siddur with big print, the best that they had in those days, whatever. And he went to the woman. He said, I would like very, very much to have your siddur. And I bought you a new siddur. A brand new siddur. You don't have to have this. You know, he's trying to... Kosher lahatoy is the problem. It's kosher lahatoy. It's hard to trick Jews. So he tried to get the siddur from the old lady. The old lady said, no, I like my siddur. He said, besides giving you a new siddur, I'll pay you money for it. Again, she was very poor. And I'll give you good money for the siddur. She said, I don't want anything. So he thought maybe it was a family heirloom or something. And he asked her, like, truthfully, between me and you, what do you need? Well, the perushim. You don't need those perushim, but I enjoy it very much. And I'm happy to give you a new siddur and to pay you for the siddur. So this is what she said. She said, in the new siddurim, the fancy siddurim, they have very, very big writing. It's nice. But if a page tears, because she uses the siddur a lot, you know, if a page tears, then it already tears the adon olam. But in the siddur that I have, it's got so much stuff on the side that when it tears, I still have the adon olam. That's what she said. I still don't lose the adon olam. I want to make sure I have the adon olam. I don't know the other siddur, what's going to happen to the adon olam. That's what she said. From her dikin. There's very nispal from this. The margins of a Jew's life and what tears. But the... Dvarim ha-poistlan be'esri. It doesn't take away the adon olam. It doesn't ruin the adon olam. All the things of our lives that we unfortunately be damaged. They need to be repaired, they need to be stapled and taped and glued and fixed and reset and retyped. So, but those are the margins of our lives, no matter how chasha they are. But the Adon Olam is something that doesn't get touched, Chalil. The Adon Olam doesn't get touched. So last year I told Nishulam, I saw some of you, you'd see it here, we may go there. It was the Rebbe Rayatz who's united from the Bavish told over this. And in the old days, I actually remember seeing this when I was a kid. They used to have these, they would call them in English, I think in the Yiddish they used to call them a kalinka or something like that. A katrinka. I don't know if it's Yiddish or Russian, but there was an organ grinder. You know, they'd have these people that they couldn't, they're not able to make a concert or anything. Those days they didn't have, maybe only the biggest people in the opera, but the stam musicians didn't have attempts to make money. Nowadays it's not so gewaldig either. I always tell the musicians they should have a different panosa besides the music. It's not hard to rely on the music. But over then they sure didn't have. So they used to go on the street. These organ grinders would go on the street, and they would play music, and people would come by, and they would listen. They would throw a couple of pennies into the thing, and they liked it very, very much. So they would give it more. That's how they made a panosa. And these organ grinders also had with them usually a boy, a kid. These are usually the poorest boys that didn't have family, whatever. And would take him to live in his house and would give him money. And the Rayat said that this particular situation that he was talking about, this story, there was this organ grinder, this Katrinka, whatever it's called. And he had this boy who had no parents and had nothing, didn't have a penny. And he lived in the house of the musician. And his job was he would carry his things and they would go from village to village. And when the organ grinder would play the, you know this story? When the organ grinder, Yudai, you know the story? When the organ grinder would play the thing. So then the job of the boy was that he had little drums. He would give, and his job was to scream out, Freilich, Freilich, Freilich. That was his job. Right? Freilich. To get the oil and like, you know, gone. That was his job. So the Friedrich Rebbe said that once happened that this boy was going with the musician, and there was an olam, And the boy got distracted. He was looking at something on the street. He messed up. Like he wasn't doing his job. He was just like looking at something. And the boss gave him like looks. And he wasn't with the drums. And he was like not doing a freilich garnish. So the boss didn't waste any time. He gave him a task. He gave him a smack across the head. Sent the boy flying. And the Rebbe said that the boy was filled, mamish every inch of his being was filled with busha and chlim in front of people and bizyonis, the biggest bizyonis. Chlal, that's what his life is about. And he came to his senses, collected himself, and he picked up his drum and he started to clap, and he put a smile on his face, you know, he faked a smile, even though he was somewhat mavuyish. He put a smile like this on his face and he starts to scream out, Freilich! Freilich! And so the guy told this mice. He told it by Simchas Torah. And after he told it, after the Fabrangan, the Chassidim were talking over this mice. It's their mice. And the Machlokes was like this. The Shiloh, the Machlokes between the Chassidim, was there were those Chassidim who said that the whole thing is mamish hatzaga, you know, it's a show, it's a fake, and Bamis, he was a tzibroch and a boy, and he was just to make a living. He had to live. He had to put the show on, and to, like they say, the show must go on. And he was a macht freilich, you know. But the whole thing is Rachmanis. And they're trying to understand why would the Frida Gerbi be such a terrible story. But the older Chassidim disagreed. The Frida Gerbi said, maybe it happened by the Rishab, and the Frida Gerbi saying it over, I don't remember. The older Chassidim disagreed. And they said, no. He says, since the boy... In Chitzainis, for sure, it's true. He was mavuza, mavuyish, terrible. He was very, very broken. But in Pnimi, since he knew to the very core of his being that Lamaisa, he has no life other than this. This is his life. He has no life. This is his life. So he screamed out, Freilich, and he put the smile on his face. It was the Edson Matson, Mamish, the Atzmius of the person. It wasn't a fake, it was the Chias, the whole Chias. Sometimes a person feels, very often we feel, that we go through the motions. But it's not my mice, it's somebody else's mice, right? We go through the motions and we try, Freilich, Freilich. Especially when it comes to this man, Simchaseinu, Freilich. So the margins on the outside, and the hadassim, and the rabbis, and the lulavim of our lives, taket zibroch. And mitzad that, it could be stama hatzaga, the stama hatzaga. And many, many people have a little bit less of a feel for pnimius, so they look at these things as being silly, chitzanistic things. But Hashem oyev tzadikim. When a Jew understands that all of the tzibrochenkeit is the margin, and even the show, be'emes, and the esrog of who we are, in that place, in the pnimius, halev, in that place of who we are, we understand, we feel that the chiyas, our chiyas is to be Jews. That's thinking of Yosef Etzal. Ben Yishchai Rav Poholim. That our chiyus is to be a Jew. And because of that, even the things that we do on the margins are not chalila detached from the essence of who we are, the esri. And if there are problems in that world, the dvarim ha-paishlim be'esri. Chassam Sofer used to say that, it's brought from other tzaddikim also, that the mishmush of an esrog that causes it, when a lot of people use an esrog and it causes it to get spots and things. That's a hiddur. It's not a pagam. It's a hiddur. That's our generation. Without going into protim, what happened to our hearts and the mishmush of our hearts. You can say it mishmush in English or mishmush in Hebrew. The hearts that got. It is to the hiddur. It doesn't take away from the hiddur that we're, our hearts are like this. But the pnimius, is freilich, is freilich, is freilich. Hashem's book should help each and every one of us that we should be zoiche to know that in ourselves. We should be zoiche to come to Atiris Ladas, Lamandas, Kol Amai Ares. Lamandas, Kol Amai Ares, to be zoiche to have Hashpoz, Das Elyon. Hashpoz, Midas Elyon, to know each and every one of us how much Hashem is Oyheb Tzadik, how much the Bershom loves the Tzadik. The tzaddik and the tzaddik inside of us, Am Hashem is Oyev Tzaddikim. And from that Oyev Tzaddikim, we should come to Bekechir, and Zoykeh Kfuf, and Matos, and Ruhi Alechiniko, and Miusla Tzaddim, and Hashem, the Lashem Amitis, and Hevi Amen Amen. Can I say something?
It's been Moisef. The Rav has to be Makatzeh, so me has to be Makatzeh. And it's the Shpizin of Yosef, just to be Moisef on what the Rav was saying. Dvarim HaPoislam BeEsrog. Before we come to that, it's a very interesting inyan that we have by the Sukkah, that we have the whole concept of the Shpizin. We don't find the concept of the Shpizin by Pesach, by Shavuos, but Stavka, the inyan of Shpizin by the inyan of Sukkah. So we know, we're familiar with the idea of Chodesh Elul, Chodesh Tishrei. The Arizal tells us, HaNaisim BaYam Darach, that we're on a journey right now. Of course, the journey begins in Elul, and we're mamshech on this journey from Rosh Hashanah, from Kippurim. And ultimately, the destination of this journey is Shemini Atzeres, the climax of the year. Of course, the first mention of Derech in the Torah is the Derech Yitzchayim. The Torah tells us very specifically, very openly, that this Derech Yitzchayim is a very perilous journey. That is something which is fraught with tremendous danger. And so we're walking on a very difficult path, confusing path. It's misapeches. It can look like it's one way, but really it's the opposite way. With that in mind, in regards to the Esrog, I saw Minhag Yisrael Torah, he brings down a very sweet thing. He quotes the Rambam Ipanu. Rambam Ipanu says, he lists the criteria of what's considered to be the simanim for a kosher Esrog. So on that, the Chassam Sefer has a tshuva where he says, that although the Rambam Ipanu is a Bar Samcha and he gives simanim for what's a kosher Esrog, what's not a kosher Esrog, he says, Sif kol Sif, at the end of the day, we can only rely upon the Messiah of what we have as to what's kosher and what's not. The Moroccan Esregim, the Eretz Yisrael Esregim, the Yanava Esregim, they have a Messiah, a glatt Messiah when it comes to what's kosher and Esreg, so that's the only thing we can be Samech on. He was only giving Siman and Be'alma. But to be Samech on El Halacha, we need the Messiah. And of course, we know the Chassam Sefer was anybody who was Shomer the Messiah. It was the Chassam Sefer. Speaking about the Chassam Sefer, the Hidurim of an Esrog. What this is teaching us, this ties into the idea of the Shpizim by Sukkis, is that of course the Hesrog is done with the Lev. What it's coming to teach us about a Jewish heart, that although we may know simanim as to what's a kosher heart, what's not a kosher heart, if you really want to know what's a kosher heart, we have to follow the Messiah. That a person can come up with genius ideas of how to serve Hashem Yisbarach, and you can look in many different ways, you can analyze what's this Yishre Lev, what's a Yashar Diga heart. But if he doesn't have a Messiah, if he doesn't have a Rebbe, if he's not part of this Messiah Midor L'Dor of Klai Yisrael, manidi dayer seichem, that there should be the yediyah should pass through from dar ledar. If he's not holding there, then he may have very creative ways of what's called the derech etzachayim, but then he just falls into this trap of what's called the latachev mizapach. He sees it one way, but it's totally the other way. The way of avodas Hashem, that derech etzachayim is so, it's such a secret, this idea of what an etzachayim is, and if we don't follow the Messiah, how to come to that etzachayim, then we're just walking through a derech yam, and we think we're making the right turns, we're really making the wrong turns, like the Maseil Sesharim writes at the beginning of Maseil Sesharim. If we want to know how to make it through this maze of life, we have to ask the tzaddikim before us how to get there. And that's exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu left us off. We're about to read Parshas Ha'isabracha. We just finished Hazinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the parting message to Klal Yisrael is, Shalavichav Yageitcha, Zekenechav Yamirlach, although I'm going away, I'm leaving a Messiah from you. And he leaves us with that message, that the parting words of Chizik, that although Moshe Rabbeinu is passing, we shouldn't think that just because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who led us through that Naisim Yom Darach, that there are not going to be other tzaddikim who can do that. He leaves us with the Yeshua, and Yeshua also takes us through the Yom just like Moshe Rabbeinu did. And really it's a simon from every generation, that the tzaddikim of the generation, that they're the ones who are the Taifsei HaMesairah, that they have the keys to be able to unlock that Naisim Yom Darach, that although there are many people who rise up and they think they could be, they have it, they really have it as to what is it that Hashem wants from us. That it's tzaddikim who were makabel from those before them, that they really know the Messiah, not just apidas, but they were given that smichas chachamim in pnimis, although we may not have it in halacha, but there's a smichas chachamim from Moshe Rabbeinu, that every tzaddik of the generation is a b'chin of Moshe, that he has the vision and the heart to be able to know that kasher and esrog, to know what's Messiah, what's not Messiah, in order to lead us to the derech etzachayim, which will be Shmini Atzeres Simet Hashem, which is why on Shmini Atzeres we read Parshas Bereishis, which is the mention of the Derech Yitzchayim. That we come to that place of the Derech Yitzchayim by following the Tzaddikim and the Messiah Midal Adar. This is really the inyan of the Ushbizim by the Sukkah. That the Sukkah is not the end. We're not at the Derech Yitzchayim yet. But the Sukkah represents the Anani HaKavod, which are taking Klai Yisrael to the Eretz Yitzchayim. And it gets to a time and a place where, even though you've made it to Yom HaKippur and you think you've got there, you need the eyes of the tzaddikim, of the Avos HaKadoshim, of the Moshe, the Aaron, the Yosef, and the David, to take you, although when you think that you've come so far that you can make it on your own, you need to attach yourselves more than anything at the end of the journey. That the Sukkot reminds us of the Anani HaKavod, what we're traveling through. We're still traveling. We're traveling in a different way. It looks like we're just sitting in a box, and we're not going anywhere. But really, this is a moving Sukkah. This is like something which it may not seem like it is, but it's temporary dwelling because it always is moving. And we're so close to reaching the destination of the Eitz HaChaim as we travel to the Eitz HaChaim. But if not for the fact that we go into the Sukkah with Avraham Avinu, we go in with Yitzchak, we go in with Yaakov, we go in with Yosef tonight, who followed the Messiah more than anybody, how he didn't move an iota from Yaakov Avinu's teachings, that he never forgot, that he took Egla Arufa and he made it his entire Torah, his entire life that he lived in Mitzrayim was based on the teachings of Egla Arufa. How he navigated through the difficulties of Mitzrayim, through this Torah which you have from Yaakov Avinu. Didn't come up with new ideas how to serve Hashem in Mitzrayim. So whatever I learned from Yaakov, this is how I'm going to be able to make it through. And he succeeded because he wasn't, the whole idea of Yosef is that he's the Yisoid, he's the Ben, he's the Makab from the Av. He's that link in the chain which passes us through. Baruch Hashem was zeichet to be able to be close to tzaddikim in our generation who mamshech the Messiah in a way, al derech avasinu akadoshim. So as Hashem, we've come this far. So Hanesim Yom Derech, Hashem Baruch Hu should help us to give us added strength as we move closer and closer to Shmini Atzeres, to the final destination, as we go along this path to the Hanesim Yom Derech. If you have a team of that ta'am, of the Derech Zechaim, sitting in a sukkah like this, to be Torah and Chizuk like this, Hashem Baruch Hu should help us weiter throughout the entire year, Shalavichav Yageitcha, to be able to be Zeichet, to achieve that Derech Yitzchayim, to be able to be Torah from the Yitzchayim, and ultimately to be able to have the true Achilah from the Yitzchayim, because Goyal Tzedek, we have a new one.
Amen. Well, let's sing a dig and make a book after writing it.